No question. Shirley, how about the song? And I mean, it's a great CD. I listened to it, and I'll be honest with you, I said, whoa, people got to hear it. I mean, you got some great ballads. People know you for that, but there's some bumping songs. The song F.O.G., The Favor of God. Tell us about that.
So how you living, brother?
Hey!
You living in the F.O.G.?
Yeah, you know
how it. You feeling? G-L-A-D?
You know
how it. You praying? Constantly. And if you don't know, you better ask That's somebody.
For real.
Well, you know, I believe, and I really thank and praise God for my husband, because my husband, you know, he produced a CD. He and I, we co-write together. And I'm able to bring all that I am to the table, you know, as you know, all the things that I learned, you know, in mainstream, I'm able to bring to this CD. I believe there's some classic Shirley Murdoch things in there, classic Shirley Murdoch ballads, some classic Zap funk in there, you know. It's really got something for everybody. See, soul food is like gumbo. it's like a wonderful mix of so many great tasting ingredients in the right measure. It's like a banquet, like a buffet. You can go get what you want. Just go get a plate, whatever you want, whatever you're hungry for, whatever you got a taste for. It's there, and you are guaranteed to, you know, it's guaranteed to taste good. It's going to go down good. It's going to go in as nourishment for your spirit. And I really believe that you're going to be blessed and you're going to be strengthened. You know, for the listening.
Shirley, it has been a pleasure. I could go on and on and on with you. Love the project. I love several songs, More Than a Conqueror.
Yeah.
You Are My Righteousness.
Yeah.
Me, I love. I mean, Shirley, and the song, Oh, to Know Him.
Oh,
Shirley,
yeah.
I'm telling you, Shirley, I'm speaking life. People, hey, Shirley, this is going to be your biggest project. You thought
I
As You Lay.
I received that. Can I tell you something too, HJ? Before I ever sung a note, before my husband ever hit play record, we prayed every time, asking God, Lord, let this be a platform for you to say to your people to let them know what you want them to know about you. And the message, you know, what I understand the calling on my life, I know that I'm called to be an evangelist. And what that means is I have a twofold job. One, you know, for the body of Christ, I know it's one of encouragement and exhortation, and I'm a worshiper. You know, I love to praise God. We know that God dwells in the midst of the praises. And when you're in God's presence, everything you need is there, because depression can't follow you up in there. You know, a pink slip can't follow you. Can't no bad news, can't no sickness follow you up in God's presence.
Hey.
So if you're depressed, if you're sad, if you're wounded, you can run up into the presence of God, and He will cover you and He will love you, because the message that I know that I preach is God ain't mad at you, boo.
Hey.
He ain't mad at you, contrary to popular opinion. Hey. There's nothing that you've done that He won't forgive. There's no place that you can go that He's not there, and you can't be so low that the hand of God can't pick you up, dust you off, and set you on a solid rock and get you straight, baby, and set you on the path, you know, for your future. And God can take the messes of your life and make a miracle. God can take the mess and the junk and the crap of your life and use that mess to fertilize your future. So that's the good news that I preach, you know. It's that God is not mad at you. God is love. I preach a love message. It's all about the ministry of reconciliation, restoring us back to the original plan of God. And that's what soul food is all about. It's food for your soul. It's food that's going to build you up. It's food to put in your arsenal, so when you go through the trials and tribulations of life, you got a lifeline. You got something to reach in and get and hold on to and to gather strength and go through this thing we call life.
Shirley, God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Man, I have really enjoyed it. And, hey, like I said, I speak life that, hey, everybody's going to be talking about Shirley Murdoch and Soul Food. Great project. And may God continue to bless your ministry, your husband's ministry, and everything that you guys continue to do.
Thank you. Well, the street date is March 20th. And also, the video for I Love Me Better Than That, debuts on BET Video Gospel, for those that are interested, on March 11th. So put the 11th down on your calendar, to get a chance to premiere the video. And the street date for Soul Food is March 20th. And I'm just praying that we would have a great street week and that you would go get it, get a copy for yourself, get a copy for your loved ones, because I really believe it's going to be a blessing to you. And I thank you so much, AJ, for taking the time out to talk to us, sister.
Hey, it has been a pleasure, Shirley Murdoch.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.